Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, August 18th, 2021. I'm Rich Stravolino. Twitter began testing a feature to let users flag tweets containing possible misinformation in the US, Australia, and South Korea. This will appear in the top right drop-down menu on every tweet, with options to specify if the content is political, health-related, or falls into another category. Twitter will use the data from reported tweets to determine how it will expand it. T-Mobile confirmed 7.8 million current users and over 40 million past or prospective customers who applied for credit have had information stolen in a data leak. This data includes names, dates of birth, and social security numbers. The company is offering impacted parties 2 years of identity protection services. Apple announced its SharePlay feature will not ship with the initial release of iOS 15 and has been disabled in the iOS developer beta 6. The company made a SharePlay development profile available for devs to keep working on SharePlay integration. The company plans to release the feature in a software update later this fall. Google released the Pixel 5a, a bargain version of the already fairly mid-range Pixel 5. The 5a has an IP67 water resistance, a 4,680 mAh battery, and a 12.2 megapixel main rear camera with optical image stabilization. It only offers sub-6 GHz 5G. The Pixel 5a is available for pre-order in Japan and the US for $449, shipping August 26th. Separately, Google announced that the 5a will be the last phone it makes that will include a charger in the box. Asus announced the Republic of Gamers or ROG phone 5S and 5S Pro, the first phone to feature Qualcomm's new Snapdragon 888 Plus SoC. It also includes a 360Hz touch sampling rate and can be spec'd with up to 18GB of RAM. The Pro model also includes a new configurable color OLED display on the back. The standard ROG Phone 5S starts at 30,000 New Taiwan dollars, that's about 1,075 US dollars, with the Pro at 37,990 New Taiwan dollars, with no announced plans to release it outside of Taiwan. Jabra announced the Jabra Enhance Plus, wireless earbuds for hearing enhancement for people with mild to moderate hearing loss. The earbuds are half the size of the Jabra Elite 75T, offering IP52 water and dust resistance and four separate sound processing features to improve things like speech clarity and isolate sounds in front of the wearer. Jabra will sell these through select hearing care clinics in the US toward the end of the year, with a licensed professional conducting a hearing test to make sure they're appropriate. CES 2022 will be a hybrid online and in-person event. And the CTA announced Tuesday that if you want to attend CES in person, you'll need to show proof of a COVID-19 vaccination. The CTA will also follow other protocols as recommended by the US CDC. CES takes place in Las Vegas January 5th through the 8th. Intel plans to shut down its RealSense computer vision division in an effort to focus on its core business. RealSense's portfolio includes stereoscopic, LiDAR, and coded light cameras across a variety of form factors. Intel said it will continue to meet commitments already made to existing RealSense customers. ByteDance joined the Open Innovation Network, the world's largest patent non-aggression consortium that protects open-source software used by companies from patent litigation. The company's Chinese rival Kuaishou also joined the network back in June. MasterCard announced that beginning in 2024, it will no longer require a magnetic stripe on partner credit cards in Europe. The US will have until 2027 and the rest of the world in 2029. All magnetic stripes will be gone from MasterCard debit and credit cards by 2033. Cards will all use either chips or contactless tech like NFC by then. Nikkei Asia's sources say the surges in COVID-19 have disrupted plans by Apple, Google, and Amazon to shift production from China to Vietnam. Google's Pixel 6 and Apple's latest AirPods and upcoming MacBooks were reportedly intended to shift production to Vietnam. Smart home products from Amazon, recently shifted to Vietnamese production, have also faced delays due to a surge in cases. Tinder announced it will bring the ID verification system it offers in Japan to all of its users worldwide in the coming quarters. ID verification will begin as voluntary, and Twitter will work with experts in each country to determine which documents are most appropriate for that country. The latest version of iCloud for Windows adds the ability to access and manage passwords saved in iCloud from a Windows machine. The app also supports syncing with Apple's existing iCloud Passwords extension for Chrome and Edge. Google rolled out a firmware update to the first-gen Nest Hub to switch the device into using its Fuchsia operating system rather than the previous Linux base. The company had previously rolled out Fuchsia to Nest Hubs in its preview program. And finally, Samsung confirmed it will stop showing ads in its default apps, Samsung Weather, Samsung Pay, and Samsung Theme. The company said an update to One UI to remove the ads will be ready later this year. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.